This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A man accused of trying to rob a check-cashing store in North Houston this morning is hospitalized after he was shot by an HPD officer. HPD Assistant Police Chief Luis Menendez Sierra says officers were alerted to the robbery in the 200 block of West Green when an employee triggered the silent alarm. The suspect allegedly tried to escape by using the employee as a human shield.
Male suspect had the employee at gunpoint and using her as a shield. The suspect exited the business with the female employee. Upon exiting the business, our officer responded to the threat of the suspect and fired his weapon multiple times, striking the suspect multiple times.
It's unclear if the suspect fired his weapon. He is hospitalized in stable condition. The store employee was not hurt. A 7-foot bird sculpture made up of washed-up trash is now on display at Moody Gardens in Galveston. As News 88.7's Juliana Washburn reports, it's meant to raise awareness of plastic waste in the ocean.
The sculpture, with its brown and black feathers, is of a reddish egret, and it's named Gertie of the Gulf. Artist Evan McClemens spent 4 months piecing it together from marine debris. McClemens says creating Gertie changed him along the way.
I preach the message to everybody. When I go to the beach, I make sure pick up 10 pieces when you're there, pick up 10 pieces when you leave.
The project is a partnership between the Galveston Park Board and the environmental arts organization Washed Ashore. Elizabeth Walla is the Park Board's environmental programs manager.
When you're looking at these different artworks, you're understanding that these are things ending up in the ocean that we use every single day.
Gertie of the Gulf will be on display at Moody Gardens until the end of January before moving around Galveston Island. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
New Associated Press rankings are out in college football. Texas A&M dropped 4 spots after losing to Texas on Black Friday. The Aggies are now number 7 in the country. Texas is 14th. Meanwhile, Texas Tech surged all the way up to number 5 in the country. That's the highest ranking for the Red Raiders in 17 years. I'm Alexandra Hart, News.